Nolte, Democrat poll shows barely 35% say states reopening too quickly. By John Nolte on May 20, 2020. The latest polling shows by a wide margin of 58-35% that people are fine with the reopening of their particular state. Oh, and this particular poll comes from a Democrat pollster, the Global Strategy Group. When asked if their particular state is moving too quickly to reopen, getting the timing about right, or not moving quickly enough, only 35% said their state is moving too quickly, while 41% said about right, and 17% said too slow, which means a total of 58% want things reopened. In states where the respondents said their state is more open than closed, 47% said the reopening is happening too quickly, but a plurality of 49% side with opening. They said the timing is either about right, 37%, or too slow, 12%. In states that are more closed than open, 65% take the side of reopening, with 45% saying the reopening timing is about right and 21% saying it's too slow. Only 28% said things are happening too quickly. This is quite a failure for a fake news media that's been relentlessly peddling fear porn and lies, especially about Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Three states with Republican governors who pretty much did the exact opposite of what media darling Gov. Andrew, DNY, did and ended up with staggeringly better results as far as coronavirus infections, death rates, and hospitalizations, see here. This is not an outlier poll that's skewed in some way. By a margin of 40-56%, those polled said they disapprove of the job Trump's doing handling the coronavirus pandemic, and that by a margin of 58-27%, Dr. Anthony Fauci is trusted more than Trump on the issue of reopening. So this is not an oversample of Trump supporters, by any stretch. In fact, the poll seems biased against Trump and still we have these margins in favor of reopening. In other words, to have only 35% of a survey sample like this one say their state is reopening too quickly when the entire Democrat Party and their billion-dollar media complex are dedicated almost exclusively to using lies and propaganda to terrify and bully people into staying under lockdown. Well, that's pretty amazing. Also of note. By a margin of 74-28%, those polled strongly, 31%, or somewhat, 41%, agree with what the pollster describes as a right-wing talking point. When this began, the so-called experts said we needed to flatten the curve. But now that we are there, these same people are saying we need to keep the country closed until we find a cure. But that could be years away and we can't keep the country closed forever or it will ruin people's lives and the economy. By a margin of 63-38%, those polled strongly, 38%, or somewhat, 35%, agree that America has always been a country defined by individual liberty and freedom and that can never change. We cannot ask people across the country to be on lockdown forever and sacrifice their basic freedoms and our way of life. We need to reopen our communities and trust that people will act responsibly to protect themselves. Some Democrat talking points about safety over the economy and expanded testing, polled better. But no one disagrees with that. The disagreement is over the necessity of lockdowns when there is no vaccine for the coronavirus, when there is no longer any risk of crashing the healthcare system, which means there is no reason to remain locked down. Simply put, it will be no safer to open up in a day, a week, or a month than it would be to open today. Continued lockdowns make no scientific sense whatsoever. But they surely make political sense if you're a Democrat governor or fake journalist who wants to trash Trump's economy and re-election chances. Nevertheless, according to this Democrat pollster, a sizable majority of the country agree with Trump that it's time to reopen. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.